And this is WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Brady Johnson on this Monday, April 6. A flood warning is in place for parts of the Rock River near Joslyn and Moline, as heavy rainfall over the past several days will produce flooding on portions of the Rock River. The river will be in a minor flood stage through Wednesday, according to the National Water Prediction Service. President Trump is trying to restrict who is eligible to vote by mail, and Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is once again trying to stop Trump through the courts. The president is directing Homeland Security to create lists of U.S. citizens eligible to vote in each state and send mail-in ballots only to those people. Trump administration officials have long claimed, baselessly, that non-citizens use mail-in ballots to vote illegally. Raoul says the president's aim is to, quote, disenfranchise eligible voters.
The fact remains that states have authority to regulate the time, place, and manner of federal elections. The Constitution grants states that authority.
Raoul is joined by 23 other attorneys general in the lawsuit. The Illinois Department of Commerce is granting Moline's application and seeking a package of financial incentives for a portion of the city's downtown for future development. The River Edge Redevelopment Zone designation covers approximately 3.4 square miles of Moline's downtown core, bordered by the Mississippi River and extending roughly 4,500 feet south. Eligible property owners in the area can now access financial incentives, including sales tax savings on building materials, historic tax credits, property tax abatements, environmental remediation tax credits, and new construction job credits. These incentives are designed to reduce development costs, make projects more feasible, and encourage investment downtown. A suicide prevention nonprofit, law enforcement union, and Moline Congressman Eric Sorensen are seeking solutions to lower the suicide rate for first responders. WVIK's Jonathan Turner was at a roundtable last week and has more.
The 90-minute roundtable discussion at Moline's Access Hotel included John Zumker, president of American Federation of Government Employees 4070, the union at the federal prison in Thompson, an AFGE national vice president, and representatives of many local law enforcement agencies. One main topic was introducing a safe harbor suicide prevention bill in Congress to allow first responders to come forward early on in mental health struggles and ensure that they don't lose their job if they recover. Sorensen, a Democrat representing Illinois' 17th congressional district, spoke of the importance of destigmatizing seeking mental health treatment and protecting workers' jobs. Too many people don't get help they need out of fear of losing their jobs, he said.
I think what we did today is we identified ways that we can move forward to be able to support first responders in such a way that they're going to be allowed to get the treatment and then come back to their job.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Iowa State researchers have found that a method of washing number 5 plastic for recycling can leave harmful chemicals behind in the wash water. They identified two types of phthalates that the CDC says may affect hormones and child development. They found that industrial soap transferred the chemicals from the plastic into the water. The levels increased through several wash cycles. Greg Kurtzweiler, who studies food science and human nutrition at ISU, led the study.
Is it good that we're removing some of these chemicals into the water? From the plastics perspective, yes.
Kurtzweiler says the challenge is removing the chemicals from the water. He says some facilities are already using new technology to treat the water and remove the chemicals from the entire process. A University of Iowa professor and his wife have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its alleged decision to halt their progress towards gaining citizenship. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports their naturalization ceremony was canceled 1 month before it was supposed to happen.
In their lawsuit, Sunday and Regina Goshet alleged their naturalization ceremony was legally canceled after the Trump administration announced that Nigerian nationals were restricted from entering the country. Sunday is an adjunct assistant professor of international studies at the university, where he earned his PhD and 2 master's degrees. He came to the United States 25 years ago and passed his naturalization exam last year.
It creates a state of legal limbo that affects my ability to travel, my peace of mind, and the full realization of the American dream I have already spent half a life building.
The Goschutz lawyers say the federal government has 2 months to respond. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
A group of students at the University of Iowa are starting a petition to push the university to take down its automated license plate readers. The controversial law enforcement tool picks up data on passing vehicles, which can then be shared with other law enforcement agencies. Sophomore Sam Golden started the petition with his club, the local chapter of the Young Democratic Socialists of America.
We've been flying for weeks on campus. We try to table on campus with WT and Clary or the Pentecost. And then we were also at the No Kings rally, just showing that we're in the community and we're trying to get more traction on our campaign.
The petition on change.org currently has over 130 signatures. Both Coralville and Iowa City have taken down their city-owned automated license plate readers after privacy concerns were raised by the public. American prairies are a threatened ecosystem, but they're not completely lost. In fact, there are major efforts underway to preserve and restore prairies across the country. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage has more.
Northern Illinois University is restoring a 40-acre field on its campus to a prairie. Courtney Gallagher is overseeing the project. She says the restoration creates important habitat for pollinators and green space for the community.
No one person or organization can restore all the prairies in Illinois or change the world in some other capacity. But if you help people to understand why it's valuable and sort of how to start the process, then it has the opportunity to continue.
The project is one of many efforts to create urban preserves in northern Illinois. Gallagher is seeing more prairie restoration around the Midwest, including on very small scales. For example, the state of Minnesota will reimburse residents for creating pollinator habitat in their yard. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
Illinois Department of Transportation is resuming construction on Interstate 74 and 280 today between the Henry County line to the Milan Beltway. The work also includes the ramps at the I-74 and US 6 interchange. The $11.5 million project will patch and resurface the road and ramps. The work will include closing the westbound lanes, causing single-lane traffic through July. Our Quad Cities area forecast for today is mostly sunny skies with a high near 49, partly cloudy overnight with a low around 27. If you have sensitive vegetation, you will need to protect it from any damage. Partly sunny with a high near 45 on Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers Tuesday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 38. Partly sunny with a high near 69 on Wednesday. You're listening to WVIK Quad Cities NPR.